This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you just joined us, we've started the fourth hour here. I was going to air large excerpts of the last two interviews with former CBS talk show host, I guess, Michael Savage, who got taken off the air in New York and then nationwide when he complained Monday for talking about Hillary's health problems and the fact that WikiLeaks says she had Parkinson's medication. But now we have global government forming, globalists running our nation, and then if we want nationalism like the Brexit, like the UK does, we're Russian agents. And they even said Farage is a Russian agent. So if the EU doesn't want to be kicked out of England, they just come and say you're a Russian agent. Same thing with the globalists here in America. We've been occupied by this. Roger Stone, this is getting crazy, especially when you and others privately told me that the Justice Department was poking around, claiming that we're Russian agents. I was then told this by two different sources separately. They said, man, the Democrats are sending letters to the Justice Department, and they're concurring and sending it to the FBI and others to investigate you for basically insurrection and working for the Russians. Now, I was told this last week by a source and another source this week, and these are good sources. So this has reached a level of authoritarianism that is over the top. There is no doubt if Hillary gets in, she's coming after us. I mean, this is ridiculous. What do you say to the charge of we're working for the Ruskies?
Well, this would be laughable if it wasn't so outrageous. This is the new McCarthyism. I mean, Congressman Jerry Nadler is a pathetic hack and a shill for Hillary Clinton, willing to overlook all of her illegal activities to try to launch a witch hunt to non-existent activities. I have no connections to the Russians. I don't work for the Russians. I'm not in touch with the Russians. I am not compensated by the Russians. My loyalty is to the United States of America. If the FBI would like to investigate my ties to WikiLeaks or the Russians, they're welcome to do so. They'll find nothing untoward or illegal. I have, as I've said on this program many times, had a back-channel communications with Assange through an intermediary, simply for the purpose of gleaning information as to what he may or may not have.
And by the way, you got hacked, your bank, everything because of that.
Yes, but I didn't hear from the FBI when I got hacked or when they destroyed my contacts destroyed other investigative documents I was working on or invaded my bank account where there were actual thefts of thousands of dollars in illegal transfers. The FBI didn't seem to be too concerned about that. On August 21st, a bunch of Democratic hacks co-signed a letter to Comey demanding that I be investigated. These are intimidation tactics that will not work.
And let me ask you this question. I mean, obviously, we brought this up privately, but just in a vague way that we were both under investigation. I've been told this, too, before this even came out. And I'm just sitting here. I'm not even upset about it. It's so ridiculous that I'm a Russian spy. I mean, give me a break.
Well, as Nietzsche said, that which does not kill me makes me stronger. Alex, every time they attack you, and Hillary Clinton attacked you by name in a speech, which I'm jealous about, I got to be honest, they're only boosting your viewership, which I think has probably tripled in the last couple of weeks. Every time they attack you, they just underline the fact that you're a truth teller. And every time they attack me and want...
I agree, but I mean, it's like...
effective in bringing down the globalists.
I agree. Let's come back.
It's a badge of honor.
Let's come back and play a short clip of this and then talk about what this means 40 days until the election. What are the other dirty tricks they're going to play? And I guess it's just a form of intimidation. You know, it's like... we're investigating you in that picture. We're investigating what you did here. We're watching you. It's just like, I know you're watching me. All I want to do is get our country back. Do you people just stop being such criminals and following this collapsing witch's orders? Because we're not going to stop. So whatever you're going to do, feel your damn hands. We'll be back.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
September 28, 2016 marks only 40 days in the countdown to the general election. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's the final
only 40 days left. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. I got so much to talk about in the short segment with Roger Stone. Just an hour or so ago, this was the FBI director. It's a big national news story coming up in papers everywhere, and they've got it with headlines. Roger Stone, WikiLeaks, Russian agent. And again, I've been getting the calls, people saying, man, people are going around asking if you're planning an overthrow of the country with the Russians. I mean, they're really trying to sell this crazy idea. And this just shows these are globalists selling our country out, and they're saying we've sold out to the Russians because Russia's one nationalist country, like the UK, fighting back against this takeover. I'm not a British agent either. I don't want globalism running me. Yes, okay? Here's a clip.
2016, Roger Stone, a Donald Trump confidant, revealed that he has communicated with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange about the upcoming release of additional illegally hacked Democratic documents. Mr. Stone made these statements during a Republican campaign event while answering a question about a potential October surprise.
That's what journalists do.
Obviously, if someone is stating publicly that he is in direct communication with the organization that obtained these illegally hacked documents, I assume the FBI would want to talk to that person. Has the FBI interviewed Roger Stone about his communications with Julian Assange or his knowledge of how WikiLeaks got
enough.
These illegally
obtained documents. And he goes on and on, and the director says he won't answer it because there's an ongoing investigation. Roger, you've been public. You're a journalist. You run StoneColdTruth.com. You're a best-selling author. You said through an intermediary, you're trying to check info you got on Hillary with Assange. You've always been out in the open. We've contacted and talked to Assange before. We've talked to, you know, Nigel Farage, you name it. This is crazy. I mean, I have NSA whistleblowers on. I mean, I'm going to be investigated because I'm a journalist? Go ahead.
Yeah, it has a Kafka-esque quality to it. But here's what I would say to Congressman Nadler, as Alger Hiss said to Richard Nixon when he was in Congress. Jerry, say it outside the immunity of your congressional office, and I will sue your fat ass so fast your head will spin. Go ahead. Accuse me of treason. Let's fight it out in a federal courtroom instead of hiding behind your congressional immunity. This is an absurdity. And we now have a political FBI and a political CIA that have been entirely politicized and now seem to be extensions of the Clinton campaign. It's insulting if it weren't so ridiculously absurd.
Roger, did you get, like her chief of staff or she did, $35 million from the Russian government to sign over concessions to one-fifth of U.S. uranium when you were Secretary of State?
That's the real irony here. The only one who's actually in touch with Putin, the only one who's done errands for the clique around him, are the Clintons, who, as you've just pointed out, took millions in order to assign the uranium concession, 70% of our production, to a Russian conglomerate that is controlled by the Kremlin.
And by the way, I don't want to give mainstream media credit, but in the last 3-6 months or so, there's been a bunch of articles, even the Wall Street Journal, even the Associated Press, admitting that investigation showed massive Hillary connections to the Russians, which is their interest. That's what they're doing. I'm not saying we shouldn't be tougher on them. I mean, you know, they're like the Chinese, you know, going to these traders and, you know, selling us out. But it's not Trump. It's Hillary. And WikiLeaks says we've got the documents. No Russian connection to Trump. Zero.
And no Russian connection to WikiLeaks for that. That's the other canard here. Julian Assange is not working for the Russians or the Chinese or the Americans. He's working for himself. He's working against the deep state, which is why I think he's a hero.
He is a hero.
He's a truth teller.
There's no doubt he's a hero. He has gone through hell. Okay.
And right now they have these trumped up charges of sexual assault against him, which is completely fraudulent. And now before the Swedish Supreme Court, it's merely an attempt to silence him. It's so ridiculously obvious. Look, Alex, I think they're particularly upset because my book, The Clintons' War on Women, is out in paperback this week. It is selling gangbusters. It is now affordable to send to women. I'm going to send PDF versions to women voters in key states by email. This is driving them insane, but they need to read the First Amendment, and then when they're finished,
sure,
they need to reread it.
Well, that's the truth. They have a big raging hard-on for you because they know your talking points are reality-based, the opposite of a dirty trick, and that Trump's listening, the world's listening, and most of what Trump has scored giant points on, quite frankly, came right from Roger Stone. I'm very proud some of it came from me. Obviously, Trump researched and resonated with it. He's his own man. But let's just say it. They figured out where the real points are getting scored against him, and they're pissed.
Yeah, I think that's essentially true. And let's be clear. We're not even close to finished yet. Don't try to call this race 40 days out. There are some very large events happening that are going to expose Hillary Clinton and her husband, and this race is far from over. Now what we have is this giant groupthink going on in the mainstream media. I watched the debate, and then I read today's New York Times. It's obvious to me that they must have watched a different debate.
Trump won every poll but CNN. And I would say he won it moderately. It blew up in their face that it was so rigged, so he ended up winning bigger. But
and can she debate at all without an earpiece? Because that's my question.
She clearly had it. So did Holt. We've confirmed that. Let me ask you this question then. I mean, I think from the polls we're seeing, Trump is still moderately ahead in swing states. He's not as good as he was a week ago. I would call this kind of a, you know, Pyrrhic victory he had at the debate. He says he's going to be a lot more hardcore. You're always very honest. You said this is Trump's to lose. Trump is going to be the winner. You said that 2 weeks ago. Is that still the case?
Well, it's a little early really to gauge the outcome of the debate, because you can't measure the speed of the wind in the eye of the storm. You
got
have to wait until things settle down. But I addressed a political science class last night at the University of Maryland, pardon me, the University of Miami, 350 students, and I spoke to a very prominent Democratic pollster who I respect prior to this, and he told me the new surveys that he has seen show Trump surging among Hispanics, now at about 35% in key states. I would remind you, Mitt Romney topped out at 29. This is why they're so panicky. Trump was on the move. Remains to be seen what the result was of last night or Monday night's debate. That said, I don't expect a seismic change. You might have a small incremental change, but anybody who thinks this race is over or that Trump doesn't have adequate opportunities to gain ground doesn't understand American politics.
Let's talk about our October surprises. We do have one that's going to be an October surprise. We're going to go ahead and release it in October. And that's what's got them freaked out, is that we're not with WikiLeaks. We're checking facts with WikiLeaks if we're able to. But that's coming out in the next few days. We ought to just release it now. It is dangerous. It's not that big a deal. It's actually confirmed and known, but it just brings it back up. What are some of the other October surprises we've got cooking? I mean, not specifically, but why they should be worried. And what do you think they may do? Clearly, quadrupling down with race riots, tripling down with division, George Soros, Ford Foundation, hundreds of millions, you know, to take every unfortunate event and hype it up. What are some of their other surprises? Wars. I know they've had articles in CNN and others going, oh, Trump thinks he's going to win. There's something big about to happen that'll really shake him and Hillary. What's the inside baseball, Roger Stone?
I think that there's an orchestrated attack today by this Hispanic former Miss Universe that appears to me largely to be disinformation. Hillary put her thumbprints all over this in the debate. You could see that Trump was kind of taken by surprise. I think that's because the entire thing is fictional. My major concern...
Well, let me just say, I like her at 160 instead of 110. I like her juicy.
Yeah, well, I'm the same way because, you know, baby got back. But just the same, my major concern continues to be the rigging of this election, and therefore we are very shortly at Stop the Steal going to unveil a very detailed exit poll program for which we have already signed up thousands of volunteers, and we need more. But we have working with political scientists and mathematicians come up with an exit poll program that will allow us to immediately gauge whether there has been vote rigging and reveal it on Infowars.com so the world will know, giving Trump the basis on which to challenge the election's results if, in fact, he's been cheated. Now, that cannot be done without hard evidence, but I think if it happens, the hard evidence will be had.
Sure, so, sure. Well, we've got, as you just mentioned, the former poster child, or current poster child, is a porn star who admitted that she was the getaway driver for a bank robbery. So this lady's running around when she was Miss Universe. She gained a bunch of weight, wasn't doing her job. Trump wanted to renege on paying her because she wasn't doing her job. He says she's become a little piggy. She eats too much. Well, I mean, that's the case. Big deal if you got a model that's supposed to be doing work for you and she gains a bunch of weight, and then Trump gets out of the contract calling her Mrs. Piggy. I mean, big deal. I mean, Hillary has Muslims chopping women's genitals off.
Well, I guess my question is that less objectionable to the fact that Bill Clinton raped and bit Juanita Broderick, and then Hillary threatened Juanita to her face, squeezed her hand so hard it hurt, and essentially told her to keep her mouth shut? So, and I think there are similar stories by Kathleen Willey, whose home is broken into, whose children are
absolutely Roger Stone
killed, whose car is vandalized, or Paula Jones, who got an $850,000 civil settlement payment from the Clintons after which he was suspended from the practice of law. Is any of the allegations about Trump and Miss Universe more serious than those transgressions? I don't think so.
Well, we need to get more comfortable in this country to sit there and joke around and do things like this. And it's just one-sided playing field where it's like we're in junior high. Oh, he called somebody, you know, a little piggy, or they're eating too much like a pig because they've gained 50 pounds. You know, he's like, hey, you gained a bunch of weight. You're not out there doing a job for Miss Universe.
Let's be candid about what's happened. Everything that the Clintons do, everything is carefully polled and focus grouped and round tabled. So this whole attack on Trump is aimed at a specific cohort of women within the voters, and it may test well.
But this is gained at making women that are overweight mad.
It will not test as well as Juanita Broderick when she goes public, because she's imminently more believable than Hillary Clinton, or Paula Jones, or Kathleen Willey, or Sandra Allen James, or Liz Ward Grayson, or Eileen Wellstone, etc., etc., etc. Who's an abuser of women? Not Donald Trump, Hillary and Bill Clinton. That's who.
Well, I want to invite this lady in studio. We'll fly her here. We want to get her here in studio just to discuss how evil Trump is.
I think you'll get them all, Alex. I think they're all anxious to talk. I think they were waiting till October. And I believe Saturday's October 1st.
Well, let's have the victims of this all on and then have this porn star lady on and ask her, you know, was him calling you a little piggy saying you're eating a little too much is why I got out of your contract? And, you know, I mean, obviously, if you're in a contract to be skinny and wearing a bathing suit, you go gain 50, 60 pounds, you know, Trump got out of the contract. So, I loved how they were sitting there bitching going, there was an architect that Trump said violated a contract, and he's here tonight. He didn't get paid full price for a clubhouse. Meanwhile, this woman has wrecked countries, killed hundreds of thousands of Christians, cattle future scams, murders, death, been part of Obamacare, Benghazi, all these other crimes, the Glass-Steagall Act they got rid of, the banking crisis. She's one of the big authors, and then she's blaming him over a clubhouse when this woman, Trump should have said, I'm bad. You only gave 5.7% of the money for Haitian refugees to charity. You kept 90%+, you pig. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Black Lives Matter, unless, of course, you live in Haiti or Libya. But I guess if the FBI Director Comey and his bureau aren't too busy investigating me, they might want to look into why Hillary took $10 million from Ukrainian billionaire Viktor Pinchuk and then approved Pinchuk's goons driving the democratically elected president of Ukraine, whose election we recognized as a country, out of office at gunpoint. Not in an election, not by impeachment, but at gunpoint.
And let's go further. We have this administration involved with the Saudi Arabians and all the corruption they're involved. It just goes on and on.
Well, here's how I would wrap this up, Alex. You said correctly, if they're elected, they're coming after us. Well, let me say this. If they're elected, we're coming after them. This fight doesn't end on November 3rd unless Donald Trump is elected. And then, frankly, he can clean up the mess that they have created.
Well, let's take Ukraine. I mean, and then we'll close. The son of the vice president, as soon as they overthrew the country, took over the multi-billion dollar a month, worth tens of billions a year, gas company that the Russian gas passes through and began grabbing hundreds of millions for himself on record. Why is it the FBI investigating the vice president giving his son the contract over the stolen gas? I mean, these people, the Clintons stole George Washington's China. Okay, they are the lowest white trash filth you can imagine.
That's why I say lock her up. To be continued.
All right, Roger Stone, both the Bill Clinton rape shirt and Hillary for prison shirts, both limited editions, are available at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger, we'll talk to you soon.
Great to be here, Alex. Many thanks.
You bet. I'm going to hand the baton to David Nutt, who's been waiting in the wings. We've got segments of the interviews we've done the last 2 weeks with Michael Savage, because he's off the air now, and he won't talk to anybody. I don't know what's going on. All I know is he told me CBS was censoring him a week before it happened. And, I mean, my God, hope we go away. People are more concerned about it because this is just crazy. David Knight, what do you make of all this going on? I mean, this is really, really getting nuts, because I don't go on air and tell people that I've been told that the Justice Department's investigating me for plans to overthrow the government, even though they've already overthrown our government, and there were Russian agents. I don't even really speak a word of Russian. I'm just going to say goulash. That's pretty tasty, like a soup or something, like a roast soup or something my mom makes. But, I mean, it's just crazy to watch these globalists that have sold the country out to multinationals calling us Russian agents, said David Knight.
Alex, what we just heard about Roger Stone being brought up in the FBI hearings, I already had on my list of things to cover here Comey cronyism and the fact that he was going to be brought before Congress today to ask answer questions about his specialized treatment of Hillary Clinton. As Wall Street Journal pointed out, it really has become a kid glove exercise. But that's the real issue, Alex, is that the FBI has become politicized. Even Politico, who is totally in the tank for Hillary Clinton, has talked about how he has politicized the FBI unlike anything that we've seen since J. Edgar Hoover. And that is a fact. If you go back and you look at the close connections between Loretta Lynch and James Comey that go back far before they became attorney general and FBI director, they were part of a law firm. They used to do the Clintons' taxes.
Yeah, these are Clinton minions that have been put in place.
That's right.
To carry all this out. And
they allowed Sandy Berger, the guy who, as part of the 9/11 investigations, wanted to cover up some information.
Sneak stuff out of Congress.
Yeah, he went to the National Archives, stuffed documents in his clothes, down his pants, took them out and destroyed them. He got off without anything happening to him. Who was in charge of that investigation? Loretta Lynch and James Comey. That is precisely what Hillary Clinton has been doing. It was a small example, a physical example, sure, of what Hillary Clinton has been doing with this other stuff.
Well, they're arrogant. They think they're invincible. Even if they steal this election, they've just discredited themselves. I'm going to hand the baton over to you. I need some segments. We may not be able to air it all. Michael Savage, I want to get your take on that as well. But we have the new Biome Defense, amazing probiotic out. It's a whole new system of probiotic using the European technology that's in medical clinics, you name it. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Free shipping store-wide ends today. A lot of other specials just ended. Some new specials are out. Be sure and check out the new specials at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or toll-free 888-253-3139. And please pray for the broadcast and spread the word. Get the free app at InfoWars.com/app. Get a lot of other specials and special videos, articles, coupon deals, and more when you sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Back to David Knight, Nightly News Tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
As we were talking about earlier, I was already had it on my list of things to talk about. First thing I wanted to talk about was James Comey. And this article from the Wall Street Journal points out that today he was going before the House Judiciary Committee. They said he'll get another chance to explain his agency's double standard regarding Hillary Clinton. And they pointed out that we had a lot more documents that were released on Friday evening. This is the way he does it every time there's a holiday, whether 4th of July or Labor Day or weekends. That's when he releases the information. Now, what have we seen lately? Okay, we've seen that the FBI granted immunity to Clinton's top aides, Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills, Senior Advisor Heather Samuelson. They did that in order to get them to surrender their laptops. And as some of these congressmen are saying, you just take the laptops from anybody else. You don't have to give them immunity deals. And why does the FBI give people immunity deals? They always do that to people who are further down so they can get information to get the people who are running the RICO operation or the criminal operation. They always give immunity to the people lower down so they can get details to get the people at the top. Yeah, we've seen this before with the Clintons. Remember back in the 1990s when we had the scandals with Charlie Tree and so forth? Charlie Tree was given immunity at that time. They found out everything that Charlie Tree knew, and yet they didn't go after the Clintons at the top, even though he implicated them. So, again, we're seeing these people like Cheryl Mills, Heather Samuelson, are given immunity so that they'll merely hand over their laptop. And as the lawyer for these two, they both have the same lawyer, incidentally, she said the immunity deals were designed to protect her clients against any related classification disputes. Now, the Wall Street Journal says this is an admission that both women knew their unsecured laptops had been holding sensitive information for more than a year. In other words, violating national security. They say, meanwhile, the FBI waited until late Friday to dump more documents from its investigation that raised even more questions. Was the FBI concerned that Ms. Mill, in the fall of 2013, after Congress began investigating Benghazi, called Mr. Pagliano to ask about software that could be used for wiping computer data? Or that Platte River Networks employee, after getting instructions from Ms. Mill to begin deleting Clinton emails that were more than 60 days old, entitled the resulting work ticket, the Hillary cover-up operation. Well, today, he told them, even before he started talking about Roger Stone and Alex Jones, the Red Scare that they're trying to gin up here, he said, no, that wasn't a cover-up at all. asking for information about covering up stuff for a VIP isn't a cover-up. We're not weasels, he said. Yeah, they are. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and in this half hour, we're going to play for you some excerpts from when Michael Savage talked to Alex Jones just a couple of days ago. Now, why are we doing this? It's because the authoritarian left is coming out with, every day, we see a new form of censorship. What happened on Monday was that Michael Savage began discussing Hillary Clinton's health issues. He thinks that it's Parkinson's disease. As he got into that discussion, and of course, this is the day of the big debate coming up, as soon as he got into that, the big station, WABC Radio TV in New York, shut him off and then put on a lesser-rated Curtis and Kuby show. Shortly after that, he found out that he had been shut off in New York, and he began talking about it to the remainder of his audience. And he's got 400 stations, 20 million listeners. He starts talking about it to the other 399 stations. And then they cut him off nationwide. See, that's the way they handle this. Another example of this, very small example, but still very significant. Remember Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out a Skittles meme that said, hey, here's a bowl of Skittles. And we told you three of these are poison. Would you take a handful? He said, that's our Syrian refugee problem. The fact that we cannot vet which ones are okay and which ones are violent criminals. And that has created a big stir. And now they have removed that tweet. Again, they don't want to debate it. They just want to censor it. That's the authoritarian left. They've removed that tweet saying that they have a copyright violation of the image that was used in that meme. Now understand, that is fair use, what he did there. It is not only political commentary, but it is also satire. Both of those, either one of those, would be protected speech. But both of those together would protect that. Nevertheless, they take that down because that's the kind of censorship you see. That's what we see happen to Paul Joseph Watson's video last week. And yet, it gets bigger when they do that. But here's Alex Jones and Michael Savage talking about the issues just last week, the same issues that we've now seen happen this week.
How many more attacks have to happen from Muslims till we realize that it's not happening in a vacuum and it's not happening because of evil Donald Trump or because of Michael Savage or Alex Jones? You know, on my Facebook, I get this from the idiots, the liberals. They say, you know, if we didn't provoke them, if we didn't put them down, if we didn't demonize them, they wouldn't do it. And I have to patiently say, study your history. Islam has been at war with the world for 1,400 years. They don't learn that at Harvard. They don't learn that at Yale. They don't learn anything. So they don't know that Islam is a warlike, militant, political machine. And they've used the First Amendment, freedom of religion, to infiltrate and conquer every nation they've ever entered. In this country, for example, I was thinking about that this morning at dawn, Alex. I had an amazing sunrise this morning on San Francisco Bay. It looked like fire. I put it up on my Facebook page. It was one of those fire sunrises. And all I could think about was how, not the Trojan horse metaphor, but specifically freedom of religion. And I said, wait a minute. There are limitations on freedom of speech, aren't there? In other words, you can't yell, kill this or kill that. You'd be taken off the air in 1 second and probably arrested. I have limitations. I have an internal auditor in my head, an internal censor. I don't say certain things because I know that I wouldn't last in the business for 22 years. So who says that religion should be protected 100% by the First Amendment? For example, what if psychos wake up one day, as they have, and they say they're a witch and they're a religion? Well, then, hey! You got warlocks now practicing witchcraft in the army. This is showing you how sick the country has become. Fine. Well, now let's say someone comes up with a religion and says, my religion says you can kill anyone who's not like us. Is that a religion? Sure. You got the protection of your religion. How about I can rape young children? Sure. It's a religion. No, it isn't. So in other words, if a religion woke up or created or someone created a religion of child molesting, everyone say, I'm sorry, that's not a religion. If religion said you can kill anyone who's not like you, it said that's not a religion. Really? Well, look into Islam. It says kill the infidel in about 73 different places. If you find the infidel, slash his throat. Kill the Jew, kill the Christian, kill the apostate. So I'm saying right now what moderate Muslims are saying, and I've had some of these people on, mainly they're women, by the way, I've often said, Alex, only the Muslim women can save us from these animals.
Why are we bringing people from countries that are in perpetual war, the most radical Muslim countries with these Sunnis and Wahhabis, where they're constantly just killing themselves, killing their wives and daughters, pouring ass on each other's faces? They're clearly lunatics. They're clearly under a 1,400-year cult. And so we shouldn't be bringing people here from the region of cult crazies.
How many Muslims have come in under Obama Clinton? She was Secretary of State. I think the number was something like 681,000 Muslims have been brought in under Hillary Clinton. Now, how many of them? I keep hearing most of them are peaceful. Fine. Okay, most of them are peaceful. So what is it, 1% are radicals? What's 1% of 700,000 rounded off?
A lot of people.
Oh, what? Well, 10? Do the math faster. You should do it in the fifth grade. 700,000, 10% of 70,000. 1% of 7,000. There's about 7,000 of them. And now 7,000 radicals they brought in. So it's no way, Savage, no, it's not 1% of Muslims are radical. No, no, it's 0.1%. Arkansas, it's not 7,000. It's only 700. So they brought in 700 more terrorists. No, Savage, it's not 0.1%. It's 0.01%. All right, so it's not 70, it's 7. You see what I'm saying? But you still.
But we know the numbers. This latest group decades ago, it was heretics. It was people that did actually want to live in a freer country in most cases, who are fleeing Islam and were just Islamic with their roots. I've studied it. I know you've studied it. I've had scholars on. Now, it's the worst third world areas that they're coming out of where they're constantly killing each other. It's a bunch of Sunnis who invaded Syria, got their butt kicked, and now are coming through Turkey into Europe, into the United States. Interpol admits, as you know, Dr. Savage, 80% are military-age men. And when they do polls in Europe, upwards of 35% say they will support jihad and suicide bombing. Now, so 35% are terrorists.
Tell me that one of these things has not magnified under this cretin in the White House. Is this not becoming a third world nation of terror? Check yes. Riots, check Black Lives Matter. Mobs, check Black Lives Matter. Chaos, check Barack Obama. Terror, riots, mobs, and chaos. This is a novelty in American history. I haven't seen anything like this historically since the 60s. And before that, when was the last time you've seen America like this? And the beauty of all of this, Alex, is how he's gotten away with it, because you've got to give him credit. Barry Obama is the slickest salesman of communism the world has ever, ever discovered. No screaming, no yelling, no threats, just a silk-smooth, good-looking, nice guy with a lovely wife and children, selling the most evil poison the world has ever, ever been asked to ingest. And look how far he's gotten. And every time he gets away with another outrage against this nation, he raises the stakes like a junkie. He needs a higher dose of insult in order to maintain the high. Am I wrong, Alex?
You're dead on, Mr. Savage. Dr. Savage, please continue.
So the question is, okay, I'm complaining about him. I'm saying she's worse, which is true, which is ludicrous. She says America wants change. From what? From the same policies she's going to continue? She's suddenly not a progressive lunatic? Wait a minute. She's going to change Obama's policies in which way? Make them worse? How, she can't go the other way, then she'd be Donald Trump. So it means she's going to make it even worse than him. That's if she remembers what she's supposed to do, and that's doubtful, as you well know, because she doesn't know how many times she fainted. So the point is, how do we uncouple this insanity? It is going to be really hard. You know and I know there was a UAC in the 1950s, and it's a dirty word of the most dirty of words, the House of Un-American Activities Committee, which was run by one of the great American patriots, Senator McCarthy. He has been completely decimated by the left. McCarthy was a tail gunner in World War II, one of the most dangerous positions you could ever have in an airplane. Right? Belly gunner, B-24.
Target was the tail. That's what they attacked.
Listen what the left did to him. They mocked him and called him Tail Gunner Joe. In other words, they took his heroism and tried to turn it into a mockery. That was in the 50s, Alex. To show you who they were already, the communists. So what was McCarthy saying, this great war hero? He was saying that Hollywood had been infiltrated by communists. The journalists had been infiltrated by communists. Academia had been infiltrated by communists. And the government itself. Well, what happened was they had the hearings. They ruined him. They destroyed the man. And then what happened in the 1990s, I'm sure you remember the book, The Venona Papers, came out. It was a Soviet-Russian publication.
Turned out it was all true. The Russian documents came out, and it was worse than what McCarthy was saying.
Worse. It confirmed who in Hollywood, who in academia, who in government was, in fact, an operative of the Soviet Union. So there were subversives. UAC was exactly on target. I say the only way we can save this nation is not talking about it, but by rooting out the subversives in the United States of America.
If you look at the globalists, if you look at their leftists, they're saying the alt-right can't be tolerated. They're saying we need to be shut down and arrested. Hillary says she's going to shut down Breitbart. That means Drudge, you. They say they're bringing back fairness doctrine. They say they're coming after us. They're run by this foreign globalist Soros. Russia's already kicked him out. These are foreign globalists here overthrowing our country. So under the Constitution, these aren't even citizens. They don't have the rights. They're here overthrowing the system. To survive, we must go on the offensive. We must root them out. It's the only way to ever beat them. They are criminals. They are subversives. They are Saul Alinsky pledging to Lucifer. Please continue.
Now, the man behind all of it is George Soros, the most evil man on the planet, in my estimation. The absolutely most evil person the world has seen in modern times. You know, you don't have to hang people, electrocute them, put them in cages. You don't have to do the things that ISIS is doing to be evil. He's evil on a larger scale than the ISIS executioners are, because he's gutting the United States of America. He's trampling on our Constitution.
He helped fund the Arab Spring. He helped fund the Arab Spring. Hillary, all of them.
Hillary Clinton was the publicist and an actor, along with John Kerry.
I'd say she was the quarterback with Kerry and Obama.
She destroyed the Middle East. She owns that. How does the media, forget the media, why doesn't Trump put her on a cross with that
and
one?
And by the way, Dr. Savage, that's not hyperbole. She literally destabilized 20-something countries that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are running around. Hundreds of thousands of dead Christians. They won't even let Christians out of the region. These people are demons. Just like the true liberal Assange said, look, I've got the documents. The press is dead if she gets in. Our necks are in nooses. She's a demon. You must stop her.
I hear you. And I also saw who wrote the other day that Obama, the nice, slick, smooth, nice family man, has created the greatest surveillance state in the history of the world. And suddenly liberals are afraid of it because they understand what happens when the guillotine starts falling. First, it takes out your opposition. But as the world learned during the French Revolution, the guillotine has an unlimited taste for blood. And it doesn't stop with the enemies of the revolution. Then they turn on their own kind and start executing their own so-called counter-revolutionaries, as was done in the Soviet Union.
Always happens.
As was done in Cuba, as was done in Hitler's Germany. They kill their own.
The brown shirts.
And the guillotine keeps falling and cuts heads. It is the most thirsty instrument on earth. And that's why the left ought to step up and shut their fat mouths when we stand up to these monsters. These monsters need to be stopped or we're all finished, left, right, and center. You mentioned a key word there, Google. For weeks, I've been railing against the monopolies that have emerged in America under Obama, the dictator. Google, Facebook, Microsoft, of course, had been there before. Look at these companies. They're violating the antitrust statutes of the United States legal system. There is an antitrust division of the U.S. Justice Department that does not touch Mark Zuckerberg, does not touch the Google boys, does not touch Bill Gates. And there's a reason, because they all support the globalist New World Order agenda. They support it to the nth degree. And I've been screaming that when Trump becomes president, he must reactivate and use the Justice Department to break up these monopolies and give other people a chance to build a business. And I make a point of Teddy Roosevelt, who was a populist, as you well know, and his campaign slogan was bust the trusts. The trusts in his day were Standard Oil, Rockefeller's railroads, an oil company that dominated railroads and dominated the oil business. They didn't give anyone a chance of emerging. If they did, they crushed them.
And it's the same globalist grandkids today that are running globalism.
Zuckerberg, $58 billion isn't enough for that pig. He needs to cut the wages of American workers and throw them out of the country and bring in Indians to work for one-third the wage. God bless India. God bless their intelligence. God bless India.
But we got to look out for us a little bit.
They belong in India. Let them rebuild their own economy and let them hire IT workers at a right salary. So, yeah, you want to talk about jobs. Why do you think, not you, I'm talking rhetorically.
Listen, sure.
Why do you think Trump is surging amongst the blue-collar, disenfranchised white male? Why? Because they've been dumped upon. They've been stepped upon. The Eddies, whose grandfathers defeated Hitler, the Eddies whose fathers died in the jungles of Vietnam, are being crapped upon by these vermin, these cowardly vermin, these sick, deviant perverts. I can't stand it. I'll get worked up, and I don't want to. I'm trying not to, Alex. This is the first interview I've done.
Wow.
For this book.
Thank you.
And Alex, I got to tell you, you're on the front lines. You're going to be around a lot longer than I am in the media and probably on this planet. And you're doing the job that needs to be done. And all I can say is, as the time comes to an end right here, when I say that Obama and the left are practicing a scorched earth policy, there's a reason for it. When an army retreated in the past, they burnt everything to the ground. They burnt the crops. They killed the livestock. They burned the barns. They burned the houses. Is that not what's going on here with this left when they see an ascendant right, an ascendant American?
That's right. They're blowing it all up.
They're burning our pathways to survival. They're burning our internet. They want to burn radio. They want to burn any access.
They're trying to start a race war. They're saying kill the cops. They're getting away with everything.
I keep saying, Soros gave them $70 million to those street thugs. All we need now is Obama to turn them into his
round
well-funded
shirt.
Private army. He can deputize them and give them government arms as he did ISIS. And then you will have the young pioneers of the Soviet Union. You will have the Red Brigades. You will have the Red Brigades of communist China frightening everybody in the society on a daily basis.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Alex, we're that close to it all coming to that. Obama is not finished yet. He has several months left yet to burn it all down, Alex.
I agree. We've only got a minute left then. In your gut, you're a smart cookie, Dr. Savage. What do you expect them to pull?
Remember what George Bush did in the last few months of his regime? I was screaming and warning George Bush is a fiscal socialist. He's not through yet. Do you remember the housing crisis that followed? I expect that if it looks like Trump is going to win or Grandma falls off the stage again for good and they replace her with Freddy from one of the Nightmare movies, Kane, who can't win, I expect the worst. I expect them calling off the election. I expect martial law. I expect, if that is not possible, I expect a complete financial breakdown to create even further chaos. That's what I expect.
I've always been for free speech to the most radical level. The problem is they're all organizing and saying they want to shut down talk radio. They want to shut down Matt Drudge. They want to shut down Breitbart. Hillary says the alt-right, that means Michael Savage is the dean, does not have a right to exist. When you start hearing final solution, literal Nazi rhetoric that I don't have a right to exist, I've got a black heart, you're evil, Matt Drudge is evil, I'm done. Listen, you come here, you overthrow the country, you bring in radical Muslims, you want to arrest me, the gloves are off, we're going to try in front of a jury, then we're going to lock your asses up. You want it? We're going to find out who the traitors are. Go ahead.
Alex, you know, the left was famous at agitprop. I believe after this election, whoever wins, we need to have a people's tribunal and have mock trials of Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, George Soros, all of the names that we know are involved with destroying our sovereignty and going after our First Amendment. There's nothing prohibiting such agitprop.
You can be the prosecutor.
Who?
You.
No, I'm not good as a lawyer. I can't even imitate lawyers. But the thing is, Alex, listen, we got to slow down. There's a lot of work to be done because if Trump wins, and it looks like he could easily win unless they do one of two things, and I'm terrified of either of the options. One is the most horrible possibility. If it looks like he's going to beat her, you know they're not letting him get to the finish line. Let's let that hang in the air. Number two, let us say he wins. Well, what happens then? He is surrounded by neocons. They have already triangulated Trump. You saw that last week. He already brought in I think it was on your show last week, the former head of the CIA under, was it,
Came out and criticized Trump.
The former head of the CIA under Clinton. He's using him as an advisor.
You're right. That's Woolsey.
Yes, Woolsey. Why would he choose him? I'm already concerned about the whole. Trump will be on my radio show today. By the way, Alex, he's scheduled to be on, and we're going to talk about terror. He's called for profiling today, incidentally, which of course is commonsensical, isn't it? Every cop in the world. I love the newspaper articles in the San Francisco area. They never show a perp unless he's got blonde hair and blue eyes. Can't find the perpetrator. You have to search.
By the way, in Sweden and Germany, they admit that even when it's a Muslim, they replace it with a blurred-out image of a blonde-haired German. And I interrupted you earlier when you were talking about how we go after subversives. When you're a multinational war criminal, former Nazi collaborator that's collapsed dozens of countries like George Soros, what do you do when a foreign power, a foreign group comes in and is trying to overthrow your country? What do we do to these subversives, just briefly? And then let's get back into, I agree, they're going to try to block Trump getting in. He's surging. His wave has turned into a tsunami. He's winning most of the battleground states. What are they going to do?
Why do you think blacks are coming over to him? Because they know she's a liar. I predicted 6 months ago the Hispanic males in particular will move to Trump.
Already happening.
For two reasons. I use common sense. I know these guys very well. They're a macho culture, number one. They don't like an old woman telling them what to do, let alone a woman. Number two, what does an Hispanic worker want? He wants what everyone else wants. I see them around construction sites every day. I bicycle by and talk to the pit crews, the foremen. These guys are building from 6 o'clock in the morning. They're the carpenters. They're the plumbers. They're the drywall. You know what I'm saying? And what do they have? The minute they get some money, they buy a pickup truck. They get some more money. They try to buy a little house in a far out suburb. I go to KFC on a weekend sometimes. Who do I see there? Hispanic men with their wives and their little daughters dressed up in a little dress. They just came from church. There's something beautiful there, Alex.
And they're driving American cars.
Yeah, but they don't want to be what they left behind in their hellhole, their third world polluted hellhole. They want the American dream. So who is their role model? They want to be like Donald Trump. They know they can't achieve that, but maybe they could be a little bit like him. Maybe some of his money and concept of making money will rub off
on them. Their grandkids could be like Trump. I mean, it took that long for Trump, too.
That's right. That's right. In other words, same in all of our families. My grandfather was an immigrant. Actually, my father was an immigrant. Sorry, not even my grandfather. I'm first-generation American. I keep saying I have one foot in the old world, one foot in the new. So I do recognize how hard it is to be an American if you just get here. But we were taught, learn English. Work hard. You'll succeed. And if you don't, just the way it is, then maybe...
And Mr. Savage, have you succeeded in everything? I mean, you've been successful in publishing, media, real estate, you name it.
It took me 30 years of struggle and being rejected. 1978, I earned my PhD from the University of California at Berkeley with straight A's. Not one university would hire me because I was the dreaded white male. They hired inferior. In every case, they hired women, minorities, and immigrants. And the ACLU proudly said, some Americans will have to put their lives on hold so others may move ahead. You don't know what it's like to shame yourself like I did. I had a sense of failure that no one will ever know. I don't want anyone to know. I was on the verge of suicide, but I wouldn't do it because of my children. I couldn't do that. I felt I had failed my ancestors, that after all this hard work, I couldn't even get a goddamn job teaching in a university because of the racism induced by the illegitimate, filthy scum called progressives.
But they forced you out into the real world where you dominated.
Academia can be the real world in some real science.
No, I mean, absolutely. But I'm saying they force you to build your own world, and look how much bigger it was than in their world.
I'm the worst nightmare they ever had. I have more of an audience in 1 minute of my show than I would have in 1 year in a university.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
And again, that was Michael Savage with Alex Jones back on September 13th. Today's the 28th. That's about 2 weeks ago. And you heard Michael Savage say, Facebook, they're going to take people down. We saw that happen now within the last 2 weeks. We saw that happen with Paul Joseph Watson's video, which they took down on YouTube. He then put it up on Facebook. This time, Facebook didn't get involved in the censorship. It was YouTube, but it's going to come around with Facebook. Alex told Michael Savage at the time, he said, they're going to come after you. They're going to shut you down. We saw that happen 2 days ago. Again, on the day that the big debate was going to happen. Michael Savage is talking about Hillary Clinton and what he believed to be her health issues. He was immediately shut down by the New York station. When he found out about that, he talked about that on his other 399 stations, and then they pulled the plug on all 399 and started running an older show in a rebroadcast. That's what we see happening over and over again. Now, tonight, we're going to talk more about this. We're going to talk about the Pope, his attack on journalism, saying that fear-mongering and gossip is a form of terrorism. See, if you talk about the terrorists, you are the terrorists. They bring in the terrorists, whether they're going to bring in 1% or 1/10 of a percent, as Michael Savage was talking about. Are they going to bring in 500 terrorists, 5,000 terrorists? We don't know. We don't know if it's 1% or 1/10 of a percent or 1/100 of a percent. But they're going to bring in the people. And if you talk about it or you talk about the terrorist events, according to the Pope, you are the terrorists. He says journalism based on gossip or rumors. What does that mean? That's what we always hear when they say conspiracy theorists. You're just a conspiracy theorist. You're just putting out rumors. You're just talking about gossip. No, we're talking about what is the official story and the gaps in the official story, the improbable official story. He says when you do that, that is a form of terrorism. He says you can kill a person with your tongue. It's even more true for journalists because their voice can reach everyone. This is a very powerful weapon. So join us tonight when the InfoWars Nightly News, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the FBI director. I think they should start calling him the director of the FIB, the FIB, because that's what we're seeing as he covers for Hillary. Many other subjects, and we have a special, we didn't talk about this, all shipping is free at InfoWarsLife.com at all the InfoWars store products. That's the way we support you as you support our operation. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the InfoWars Nightly News. I'll be hosting.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.